Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with the T3 observations for Sunday, September 26, 2010. Today's presentation has about 10 charts in it, and it's a fairly long one. If you're a new visitor and you have a Windows computer and you find out some audio files don't work, it's probably because your buffer is filled up. I had a comment on that one last week, but you do have to restart the computer or something like that to clear it out. That should clear out the problem for you. Okay, the first topic that we're going to talk about is the revisitation of the 13th Advanced Decline T with its trading range in the first chart, and then in the second chart, which is the Advanced Decline Oscillator, we have two small T's, and we're seeing that the second small T is, which gives a projected peak the next few days, is coming to a conclusion we had the first about 3 or 4 days ago. It reached the upper red line envelope, which is generally a place where the market is going to stall. It pulled back for a couple of days, and on Friday we had the big 200 point rally in the Dow, which has brought it up, and you can see that in the table that the high envelope is 1151 in the cash, and that's the third column from the right, and the close was 1149. With the high during the day was 1149, so you're up close to that line. You can always penetrate it on a follow through, but when you get up there, you find out it's going to have another correction, and maybe it wants to come up another time to another token high or something like that. But basically, as far as that second small ADT oscillator T, you're going to have a short-term top forming. As you recall, and on the when we do a more detailed technical update on Wednesday, Parker was kind enough to send some material in, and his computation for a inverted T low was sometime in the October 11 to 18 time period. So it's as good as any estimate I can think of. And so what you'd look for is this is going to make its top in due course, and then it's going to come down to the black line anyway, which is the mid channel, and that's 1102 in the table, but it's rising, so it probably come up somewhat higher than that. And then we're going to have to figure out how you're going to get to the other end of this double bottom T, which has its top, I think it's in the second week of November, but we'll worry about that some other time. There's a question how you do inverted T's, and whether there's even a question of whether they're reliable. And that's going to be an analysis that's in progress all the way through. But I do think that probably what you're going to find out is that it's going to go into a toppy pattern going into early November. It's never going to really exceed the red line, which is the upper bound in the channel, which is an energy constraint or something analogous to an energy constraint. And so you will come up somewhat higher, but you'll end up making some kind of a top. And then we'll have to see whether the T13 has decided the trading range has lasted for a long enough time to be in to go to a decline. That trading range won't be confirmed to be over until you can break below the lower end of it. So that'll be the interesting part, that as we go into the end of the year and then into the new year, to see how that works out. So that's all to be taken care of, but at least as far as the short-term picture is concerned, it does seem to be making a topping pattern, and we probably have if there's a pullback into the middle of October and then there's a run-up into the third week of November, you're talking about a couple-week declines and a couple-week rallies to finish off that pattern. Okay, that's it for our first topic, and we'll be back shortly, and we're going to start looking at some questions that Wendy sent me in a question. It'll take a look at the different kinds of bonds and so forth, and I thought I would review some aspects of that to put that into a better perspective, remembering that these advanced decline T's are supposed to tell you which end of the bond choice you're supposed to be in. And we're also going to check out on gold. And then in the third segment, which is a look at a lot of very long-term trends, which is what I'm working on the 200-year chart and putting data into those, take a preliminary look at some very long-term concepts, which the wise investor will heed, because there's no sense in learning. We just went through a real estate bubble, and there's bubbles all over the place, and they come every now and then, and most people end up losing money because they are not aware of the bubble, or the bubble phenomenon. Most of these long-term charts just reveal bubbles, and participating in the bubble is a lot of fun, but if you're the last person to find out about it, you're going to get hurt badly. So we'll take a look at that, and then I'll have some probably in a fourth section when I just wind up some other things that I've been thinking about for the big picture view of T-theory, which will be something that I can start out with in my T-theory tutorials, which lays out a lot of the big scope stuff, so that you come away with a general idea where what we're talking about, and I think that'll prove helpful. So we'll be back with our second topic in a second.